let's take a journey out to Southern California. First-time author, Marion Small. She has a new book called When Johnny Doesn't Come Marching Home, as it's a book about her dad in World War I. Marion, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. And what was your motivation behind writing When Johnny Doesn't Come Marching Home?
I wrote this book. I started writing it at age 86, and it took me 3 years to finally get it published, and I'm very proud of it.
And who was Johnny?
Johnny was my father. I had inherited some of his memorabilia when he died at the age of 82, almost 83. And when I saw all the memorabilia, I thought, this is a book in itself. And so I decided I would study the World War I, which I did, and get all this in chronological order, which I did. There were letters that he had written to my mother and to his parents. There was a diary that he had written faithfully in 1918, and also when he went into the trenches of France. He wrote in it about the war going on around him, and it was history to me. So I decided that I would write about World War I as well as Johnny, and he just came to life on the pages as I was writing. So it was it's a work of love, and I cried during writing it because he came home wounded, and he was crippled all of his life at age 23 when he came home. I don't think any of his children, there were four of us, ever realized how much he had gone through, and this was an enlightenment for me to read all of this, his life. I mean, he just came to life again to me.
Yeah, his legs were badly mangled in World War I, which is sort of the inspiration behind the title, When Johnny Doesn't Come Marching Home Again, right?
That's right. He came home on a stretcher. He spent 6 months in the hospitals in France, in four hospitals in France. When he came back on a stretcher, he spent over a year and a half here in four different hospitals in America. Well, he went through a total of 2 years and 2 months in hospitals, and most of the time he was lying on his back, couldn't move to the left or to the right. His legs were on pulleys at the end of his bed, and he suffered. He had 9 major operations and 21 minor ones, and when he finally did leave the Walter Reed Hospital, his last hospital, he left on 2 crutches, which he used for the rest of his life.
Marion, there are many books about World War I. What makes this book unique?
Because it's told by a person who actually went through it, my father. I mean, he actually wrote it. I just put it all together. You know, not much is said about World War I. Everyone talks about World War II. The cover of this book shows my dad in the picture. My dad is 100 years old.
Yeah, that's a great picture. Give a little bit of background before he went to get involved in World War I. He was involved in even the pursuit of Pancho Villa.
That's right. He really entered the Ohio National Guard in order to pursue Pancho Villa with General Pershing, who was in charge of that particular fight. So he went to the Mexican-Texas border. He was in El Paso, Texas for a while and was under the command of General Pershing. And they were trying to catch this bandit who had come over the border into New Mexico and killed many of our American people there and set fire to their buildings and so forth. And the American people were just up in arms. I mean, they just said something has to be done. So General Pershing, he was Brigadier General at that time, was commissioned to go to the Mexican border and to try to find him and kill him if necessary. Johnny was a part of that. But during the time that they were on the border, war was declared in April of 1917. So he was then mobilized into the Army at that time and was getting prepared for World War I.
Where did your dad, First Sergeant, and then Sergeant John Small, get the diary in the first place?
He met my mother while he was in Cleveland, Ohio, and he was a sergeant at that time, and he fell in love with her. She was the love of his life. She was only 18 years old at the time, and he was, at that time, 21. And when he had to leave Cleveland, Ohio, to go to camp at the camp that he went to after that, at Montgomery, Alabama, the parting was terrible because they both loved each other so very, very much. But there was opposition. She came from a German family. They were Catholic, and they also still observed the traditions of the German people in their home. So it was kind of a rough time with their love for each other because it was always her family objected. They objected because he was not Catholic. They objected because he was a soldier who was going to fight against their homeland. So it was a very, very tough time for them. And he hated leaving her behind, but he had to go with his platoon to Montgomery, Alabama. She soon followed. He wrote to her after he was there a couple of weeks, and he was just torn from not being with her. He wanted her to come to Montgomery. She did, and they were married the next day. And she made her home in the camp with the soldiers. I mean, she ate dinner with them in the tents and mess hall. She became a war bride.
Marion, what did you learn from going through your dad's diary from World War I about the horrors of what that war was all about?
It was terrible. I don't think anyone could imagine going through what those doughboys, which is what they were called, went through. And that's what I've written about. I wrote about the trenches, how they had cooties and rats. He wrote a letter to my mother saying that he was writing this with rats running all around him and that he had not experienced any cooties or lice yet, but he said he would rather have the bullets than those things because that's what they experienced. I mean, they had dugouts in the trenches where they slept, and there were just holes in the walls of the trenches that they put a cot, and they slept in that, and they slept in their clothes. They marched long distances. I can't imagine the miles that they marched in mud and rain and never rested. It's amazing. I wish I had known my dad better while he was alive. I wish I had read it while he was alive, because then I would have appreciated him more, although I did appreciate him very much. But the thing is, he went through a lot, and he was in pain the rest of his life. He had to walk on two crutches, if you could call it walking, and he suffered. He suffered a lot, and I don't think any of us four children realized how much pain he was in all his life.
We have battlefields going on now around the world, and we have soldiers now who don't come marching home because of injuries like the one that happened to your dad. Because of what's happening now, does it make a book like yours from 100 years ago in World War I even more relevant today?
I think so. I really do. It will be even more relevant once the 100-year centennial is observed. And hopefully it will be, because these men, we lost a younger generation of men, and so did France and England with that war. And these were just young boys. I mean, they thought it was going to be exciting to go to war. And my dad called it the adventure of a lifetime. He wrote about it. I mean, he was so patriotic. He loved the military, but he didn't like the war. He would always say war is hell, which it is, but he loved being a part of it. He was very patriotic. Even after he was wounded and came home, he would always observe the American flag and loved his country. And we went through the Great Depression. I'm one of the few people alive in the greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw calls us, that has the memories of the Great Depression, which we went through. When Dad came back, when Johnny came back, he couldn't find a job. These boys were very young, 20 and some of them even under, who died about their age to get in. And when they came back, what were they prepared for? I mean, Johnny wanted to go to college, but he didn't, and he was wounded. It was very difficult for them. There were no jobs when they came back. People appreciated them. There were parades and everything, and after a while, that all died down. I mean, they had heroes welcome, but by the same token, they just lost people helping them, very frankly. And the Great Depression didn't help matters much either. And all the time, my dad was trying to get a full money that he would get as a wounded veteran. They would give him a full pension, and it was very sad.
Well, you make a good point, too, about how your book, When Johnny Doesn't Come Marching Home, does for World War One what Tom Brokaw's The Greatest Generation did for World War Two.
Well, thank you very much, Wayne.
Marion Small with When Johnny Doesn't Come Marching Home Again on 14 WILI.